Chapter 3. In Another World. For Princess Amber, the next phase of her adventure was like a dream. She was hardly aware of being carried along underground rivers and through the roots of the mountain. When she awoke at last, she found herself in the grandest castle she had ever seen. Compared to it, her father's palace was little more than a villager's hut. She was seated on a great couch that was covered in a thick, rich material. She herself was dressed in a satin gown. Before her was a table set with dishes made of gold. Each one held the freshest and most colorful fruit possible. At her feet knelt a pleasant young man. He was noble in bearing, spoke softly, and gave her the greatest care and attention. It was Beryl Hardstone himself. The gnome had changed himself into the form of a man he was sure the princess would most admire. He introduced himself by his proper name, but said little else about himself. Nor did he answer the princess when she pressed him to tell her how she came to be there. Instead, he invited her to take his arm and let him show her the rest of his great estate. The princess hesitated, though she had no fear of the young man. Still, she was aware of another feeling. It was the very feeling, in fact, that had come over her by the brook when she thought someone was watching her. Having had only the happiest of lives, Amber had no name for it, because until then she had never known sadness. Finally, she took the young prince's arm, and he led her through the many rooms and halls of the palace. Each one was filled with rare and wonderful treasures.